We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. It's the 30th. It's the 30th month of them all, August 30. This podcast is going to be this YouTube video, the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, reacting to a Brewers loss to the Cubs. They lose 1-0. Then I will have some voicemails that have come in the last couple of days from the Carl's Place voicemail line. You can always send those in 402-915 Bart, 402-915-2278. Some on the Brewers, some on the Packers, some on suggestions for the show. Just a couple of different voicemails that will bridge this part to the Packer cut part that we did earlier in the day. So two separate Dan Shaney videos, one long audio podcast. That's the whole setup. And so let's talk some Brewers. I'm kind of in a mood tonight. You know, just the last week online has been a battle, maybe one of my own creation, but just seems like everybody's got radio people mad at me. I got weather people mad at me. Everybody wants to be my boss, but no one wants me to work for them. It's a very interesting dichotomy of my life that I can't quite seem to grasp. Also, I'm annoyed by this loss. Brewers lose 1-0. I'm annoyed because, well, it meant more to Chicago than it did to us. And that bothers me. I talked a little bit on Monday about how the Cubs in Chicago is like way more into it than Milwaukee fans when it comes to any sport. Like they will always be focused on what we do. And we're like trying to mind our own business, but they're obsessed with how things work, operate, and, you know, function north of their border. This game tonight felt like they needed it, which they did. Felt like they wanted it, which they did. The Brewers have been getting lucky with horseshoes up their ass or whatever these Cubs fans are saying. Some of that went the Cubs' way tonight. The win certainly kept this from being a game where the Brewers did not score any runs. Bucky says, Willie smoked that fly ball, should be in the bottom nine right now, maybe extras. Brew Crew says, Cubs cheat by having a crappy outdoor field without a roof. And right off the lake there, that wind's going to catch you. It just felt like they wanted it more, and it did. It felt more, maybe because I turned on TBS, but it felt more like a playoff game than any game I had watched in a while, and we lost. And I think what the problem is, and I'll bring in Austin here. Austin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bart, how you doing, man?
Good. I think the problem for me is we are very high on the Brewers, and we're seeing good things happen, and we're getting excited, but we all in the back of our minds, and we talked about this the other day, was we feel like we're going to reach a ceiling, and then, like, this felt like – yesterday felt like the whole ride to the playoffs where everything's going right, and then this felt like – oh, then they get to the playoffs, see one good pitcher, and then get completely shut down. So it's two games. They've split so far. Brewers still have, what, a four-game lead, I think, after this one. But that's kind of, I think, what it felt like is, oh, okay, this is what's going to happen in the playoffs if we want to wear a pessimistic hat.
Yeah, this definitely – I'm not going to wear the pessimistic hat. This looked exactly like – I mean, I think it was great for like Sal Frelick to have that at bat at the end there and to strike out. The Cubs fans definitely made that a playoff atmosphere for them being four back, and I think that is only going to benefit the Brewers. And my other problem with that is too that, so we hold them to one run, and then we ask our guys not to swing for homers, and then there comes Tellez, and what's he doing?
Well, I see. Who was it? Who was it? Was it Dom? Somebody was talking about how this Brewers team is so good at small ball, or maybe it was Brad. It was somebody. But then we're going to get to the playoffs when you need the home runs.
Yes.
Like the small ball is all great and it's great, but you get to the playoffs, you're going to need to. I don't know. I don't. All I know is
When
tonight.
you're in that do or die situation, right?
Yeah.
And so who has the most home runs on the team? Is it Willie?
I don't. I that.
So Yelich has 17 and there's somebody above him. We're not really a home run hitting team. So no, you got to come at him hot. Like we did yesterday, and I think swinging at the first pitch rather than seeing where the pitcher is gonna, go at you would probably be the first step in that. I don't know. From like watching the Cardinals for the last years, I always felt like when they were ever in a like position with their back against the walls, that was a philosophy that they implemented was swinging at first pitches.
Ian says, my friend group and I have been casually watching the Brewers. We were living and dying with every pitch tonight, back to being all in. Yeah, and I think this is happening. I think especially this like 2 week period where they're important games. You got the Phillies coming up, and also like it's before football. So like right now is going to be because it's heavy, it's good Brewers action, and it's the top form of entertainment, so you will have more people like Ian and his friend group. KJ's not KJ, this is Ken. I thought I saw a KJ. I did. KJ says Brewers will bounce back tomorrow. Ken says today was just bad luck. We literally got beat by the, I'll say effing wind. I was gonna say the real world there word there, but Dan Shaney told me that him and his kids play a game where they get in the car and they see if they can get from house to school before I swear.
Well, I won't swear I did unless I did already. I will
You
try
might
to.
have, I'm not sure.
All right.
Just kind of par for the
Well, I like
course.
that.
I have a hard time. Dan Shaney's kids, earmuffs. Because here comes this asshole. Hot take Jake.
I'll try to keep it under control.
Where are
Jake.
you?
Hey, man.
Where am I? Where
What's with
else
the
would I be? I'm
curtain?
at home.
You look like you're backstage at a play.
You look like you're Mac and It's Always Sunny about to do a dance.
Oh, I
Very
watched
dramatic
that dance.
lighting.
I probably watched that dance no less than 80 times.
So good.
It's
I
such a
know.
great like that show, the way that they can do comedy, but then every now and then they throw at you these dramatic set pieces and then like tug at your heartstrings and you're just like, what the hell just happened?
Sorry, I had to mute myself. I have a very bad cough today. Very bad.
Yeah, I had one bad one last night. Kept me up all night. So
Oh,
probably
yeah.
shows in my demeanor right now. I'm a little tired.
Patty says Brewers will end up picking up Hunter Renfroe off waivers. Laughing emoji, four of them. So the Angels cut like all their dudes, all these guys they traded for, they just cut. Worst run season of any team ever, even more than the Mets. Harrison Bader's on the market. Josh Donaldson got cut. You want any of these guys, Brewers fans?
Whatever.
No, nope. I don't think we have any business messing around
I
with
mean,
the
here's the
chemistry.
deal though. It's like, would I want them on the roster? Sure. But I understand the economics of baseball, and every penny that they spend at this point is like money they don't have that's going to screw them down the line. So, like, it sucks, but you have to be a realist.
Treb says, for those of us in Minnesota, it was nice to catch a game on TV with the game being on TBS, and some people weren't able. I was able to watch it. I don't know what the some people couldn't get it, but I got it. It was blacked out for some people. And BA was on that broadcast, and it felt. I just think tonight, cold, windy, Cubs, TBS. Just felt more playoff-y tonight. 1-0 game.
The Brewers lose, so naturally it felt like a playoff game.
Brewers can't play to run to save their lives. That's what made it feel like a playoff game.
Well, and I wanted to talk about the eighth inning because Brewers fans on Twitter, which or Xer or whatever it is now, it's funny because I'm kind of following along on the timeline with the game. Yelich bunts to get on, and people are like, yeah, now steal a base. And then he gets caught out or caught throw at second there by a mile. And the timeline immediately is, Council, you fucking idiot. Why did you send him? Like, they were trying to score a run. They were trying to produce a run, and it didn't work. Like, it's just, that's baseball. Sometimes that shit happens.
Yep. My buddy,
I thought Yelich was safe also on the steal.
Well, okay, but the moment that he bunted, you knew that he was going to steal, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So if we can all see that coming, I mean, maybe you don't send him then. I don't know. But well, it seems pretty obvious.
He's like, him stealing second is like the most important thing I think he does on this team.
Well,
Patrick says the Milwaukee-Chicago series is also heating up because of Packers-Bears week one. Yes, and maybe not, but probably yes.
I did want to say, you knew Yelich was going to try to steal second, but I feel like in a night like tonight where, you know, they had like five or six home run balls that were just kicked down by the wind, even if it's the obvious move, like it's still worth it because you weren't doing anything else on offense. And it was a little bit annoying in the ninth inning that they were still, it seemed like, trying to like get the big home run ball. And it's like, guys, come on, it's clearly not your night for that. Just put the ball on the ground, see what happens.
I'll tell you, you can see what happens when you go to happyplacehemp.com and promo code BORT in there. BORT, 30% off through Labor Day. Plus, when you do it, like put in your order and then you type in BORT. And then what will appear is a sampler pack of the 50 milligrams Delta 8. So they've always made them at 25. And now they're like, and now they're making them at 50. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code BART's still good if you want 25% off. But the promo code BORT will get you 30% off and a free package.
Well, and I do love that promo code. The one thing that kind of stinks, though, is that, you know, obviously you can only use it once, right?
No, Jake, you can use it as many times as you would like.
Well, hot diggity damn. What a deal.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, so to recap the game, again, Brewers lose 1-0 to the Cubs. Justin Steele was good. It took him 111 pitches to get through six, but he struck out eight of our guys, gave up a few hits, but was able to get it done. And that's the kind of pitcher that, like, you don't want to see. I always thought the Cubs bullpen, this is like the first good bullpen game they had in 9,000 games, so good for them. Burns was good. A good bounce back from coming off of the hot game that we all went to. He was laboring a little bit, but hey, where did you go? You disappeared.
You talking to me or Austin?
Austin was there with me till the bitter end.
Oh, I did the Irish goodbye. Like,
did you even get into the stadium?
No, everybody was packing up and I like kind of you know, did a little back away thing, and then I was gone.
Yeah, Jake dipped.
Oh. Because Jake,
like Matt in the fall, but I mean, Matt at least made it to the third. I was shocked when I heard that. So.
Well, the biggest problem with the game for me was that it was way hotter inside. Like, I was all worried about the tailgate, and then we had shade, and there was a wind, and then you go inside, and it was 20 degrees hotter.
Well, yeah, there was like, what, how many people were at that game? 25,000, 28,000 people just coming.
The thing is, too, with the tailgate, like, I know, Bart, you like metaphors, so, like, I'm going to the AEW show this Sunday, and it's like, okay, the Winkler tailgate was like the show, but then if you go to an AEW show, they always do Ring of Honor tapings after the show is over. So me going into the game would have been like sticking around for the Ring of Honor tapings. Like, I like wrestling, but do I really want to stick around for this? Like, I was there for the main event.
So should we just, like, next year not even attach it to a Brewer game, just, like, grill a bunch of meat at a park?
I think you'd probably have a similar, like, you know, attendance. I don't feel like the game was necessary.
How about let's just jump to wild. How about I rent a yacht, and we have a white party like Michael Rubin.
You know, I went on a yacht one time. It's pretty fun. So if you got 50 people to throw in for a yacht, man, I think you'd have a good time.
Well, Bart, you want to have a white party? You just had a white party at that tailgate, buddy.
No. That's not what I meant.
I don't think, yeah.
I was referring to the pigment, but I think we got that.
I have no comment.
It is what it is.
Hey, all right. So, okay. So I saw some things about the Brewers pitching. I don't know who did it, but they were talking about Brewers in the playoffs, that they would go Woodruff, Peralta, Burns, in a five game series.
Don't you have to get Burns thrown twice?
No, they had Burns thrown once.
Why?
Okay, so I don't necessarily agree with that.
Peralta over Woody.
Yeah, I think Peralta's really turning into a stud pitcher. So Burns got, there was that great play by Monasterio at third base, and then Bryce Terang at second had that.
Oh, Monasterio's was awesome.
Yeah, that was too. But I would still, I mean, I'm still backing Burns as the ace. I would go Burns. I would, with, Woodruff.
So Burns gave back, up I would go, six runs against the Twins, five against the White Sox.
I'd go Burns, Freddie, Woody, Burns, Freddie. That would be my order.
I feel like if you want to
three man.
Well, if you want to win a game in the playoffs, you have to throw in Wade Miley. Because that's the kind of guy that the Brewers win for. They don't win for Burns in the playoffs. They're not going to win for Woodruff.
Woody in the playoffs, I feel like of the three guys that we just mentioned, the one who would be like, fuck, I just got to pitch the game of my goddamn life right now, is Woody.
Okay, understood.
Like, Burns is good. Freddie's good. And I'm not even saying that either one of them would get rattled. I just think Woody in the playoffs is like,
he's probably got some clutch in him. Like, you know, when the Bucks won the championship, I was there in the building. It was amazing. But I still think the best single moment as in my Bucks fandom was the Valley-oop. Now, my best single moment as a Brewers fan was when he hit that home run off Clayton Kershaw.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think he's got a little bit of clutch in him.
I agree. Q just used the Bort code. Bort code works. Got the all sampler pack, normally $50. Got it for $35 at happyplacehemp.com. Free shipping plus the Delta 8 50 mg sampler. Thanks, Bort. Happyplacehemp.com. All right, gentlemen. I am going to get an update from my dad here in a second. He's in hurricane country. So
perfect time. You, I can see if my aunt can join the StreamYard. She is as well.
Yeah, so, if anyone's got a relative in the hurricane, just put them on the show.
All right, guys.
All right, say hi to Big Papa Wing for me.
I will.
Have a good one.
Jake, bye. Austin, boys, appreciate that. Wednesday, the Brewers play the Cubs. Might go live again for that one. I wanted to go live as long as the win streak was going on. That obviously ended tonight. With the playoff-type feel, though, did just want to discuss it a little bit. Woodruff and Hendricks. So we'll see. We'll see if Woody can step up. It's a 1:20 start time at Wrigley, and that will be on your normal TV and radio stations. Before we get to Pops, if you can figure out how StreamYard works. Dad. Oh, there he is. Greg Winkler from the Hurricane.
Hi, Bart.
Hey, Dad, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be on your show, Barto.
So, like when I first started these, you were in the middle of a hurricane, and you were giving us updates, and then we didn't hear from you for like 5 days.
Yeah, because we lost power. This one, we haven't had to worry about the power yet.
Yeah, last time you were in like a trailer. We're doing Energizer Bunny bits.
Yeah, we were, this time we decided to stay home because it's heading farther north.
So you're not going to get hit?
We're just getting the outer bands. So
what's it worth talking about?
So the hurricane has a main system, and then there's bands that circle around it and just nail people with water and rain and water and thunderstorms and tornado warnings. So that's what we're dealing with right now.
Well, and I don't know if you know this. I mean, you live in Florida, but sometimes, Dad, there'll be a period where it seems like it's ended. They actually call that the eye of the storm.
Right. So the eye is in the middle of the Gulf.
Oh.
And there's a 200.
My parents are, where are you? Punta Gorda?
Punta Gorda, Florida.
Yeah.
So the eye around the eye, there's like a 240 mile circumference around the eye that is in the middle of the Gulf. And then there's these little like trailer, like bands that circle around that. So because the eye isn't coming towards us, we're getting all the band stuff, but
you're not getting like the storm surge. That's what you got last time.
Yeah, we could get some storm surge because the bands are whipping all this water.
That's even worse than the rain.
Into the coast. Yeah, because you get these high, like, we're supposed to get like 2 to 4 feet of storm surge in Punta Gorda. If we get 2 to 4 feet at the coastline, by the time it gets like inland, it, you know, goes down as it gets farther inland. So we should be okay. Like, the weather guys keep telling us that we're going to be okay.
Hey, I don't want to get into anything about the weather.
Yeah, I know. I don't want you to get in trouble. I don't want you to get in trouble.
I looked at an Apple weather app 10 days out, and it said it was going to be hot, and then it was hot, and apparently I'm
the
goddamn devil.
Yeah, well, sometimes the apps are better than the live people because they just want to keep, like, earlier today, they were not only now telling us that the hurricane was going to go up to the panhandle and then go through Savannah.
Fourth base.
Then go through Savannah and then go through Charleston and then swing around and maybe come back to Florida. So they want to keep everybody scared, but now it's not. It's going out into the Atlantic and once it gets through, it's going to go away. So
weather is like the beacon for, and again, I don't want to, Adam says meteorologist gate, but weather is, if you're a local news station, you pump all your money into weather,
right?
Because when do I turn on my local news? Weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so yeah, down in Florida, like we get like 3 minutes of sports. If we get that, like there's never any sports on. especially in South Florida, because we don't have a.
How is the sports talk radio down there? I might have to move.
Sports talk radio is pretty bad down here. I used to listen to a guy out of Fort Myers when I went for bike rides, like a live show, and I think he lasted about a year, and then it just went away. Like, I don't know if people are too concerned about sports. Like, I try to catch, you know, like even to get some football highlights, they'll throw the score up for the Dolphins and Tampa and Jacksonville, but you don't know what the rest of the league did if you're watching the local sports channel. So,
did he have an issue sharing his whole personal journey on Twitter? And anytime he said something in an audio platform, no one cared. But if he tweeted it, it was like the fucking aliens were invading. It was the end of the world.
That's pretty much how the Twitter world works, right?
Dad, let's play a game. It's called React to This News If I Died This Way. Okay?
Okay.
Because the one thing, I don't want to, like, someday I'll die, but I don't want to die that's memeable. I don't want to die in a way that people are going to make fun of.
Right, right.
So I'll be...
Like on the toilet eating chicken wings? You don't want to die that way, right?
Right.
Okay.
So let me remove my face so you don't know it's me.
Okay, all right.
Ring, ring, ring.
It's a donut. Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Greg Winkler, father of Bart?
Yeah, that's me.
Are you sitting down, sir?
I am sitting down.
Your son has passed away.
Oh my God, really? What happened?
Don't be too excited. he went to a Chicago White Sox game.
Okay, that's a problem right there, but what happened there?
He got shot in the stadium.
He had a shot? Like, what kind of shot was he drinking?
He got shot by a gun.
Oh, okay. All right.
You'll say, was he in a fight or what?
Yeah, was he in a fight or what?
No, sir. What actually happened was some lady brought a gun into the stadium through the metal detector. She hid it in the folds of her belly fat. And then it accidentally discharged while she was sitting down, and it killed your son.
That would be a terrible meme, Bart.
So that's how someone got shot at this game.
Wow. For real?
Really happened.
It
yeah,
really
she
happened?
Stuck in the gun in her belly.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they? Oh, my God.
Were you asking who they're playing?
Yeah, who are they playing? Why would she bring a gun to a Chicago White Sox game?
Q wants to know what's on the wall behind you.
We got, let's see.
Let's do some prop comedy with my dad.
We got some Packer great quarterbacks.
Oh, I bought you that.
Yeah, you got me that. We got a Lombardi one. I think you bought me that too.
Good for me.
And then I think it's a Brett Favre one autographed and an Aaron Rodgers autographed. And then we get to the Warrior stuff over there, Q. We get Steph Curry jersey and... we have the Klay Thompson box score when he scored 37 in a quarter, I think, because my other son got that signed for us for our 37th wedding anniversary. So that's what's in the background.
Oh, 37 Packer, points?
Packers and Warriors.
What you need is this. Only 2,021 of these were made.
Ooh, nice. Oh, I like that. I like that.
And this is number 240.
Well, Steph is looking at his new teammate next year. So, how you doing, Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis ain't going anywhere.
I know.
Certainly ain't going to be out there. All right.
So, anyway. I only watched the ninth inning tonight. I've been watching... the whole 9-game winning streak.
Oh, yeah. My dad's like somehow back into the Brewers for the first time in 30 years.
Well, there isn't anything else on TV, and we got Bally Sports. So, hey, got to watch the Brewers. Mm-hmm. And I always – my thing was always if once they got 10 games over 500, then I got interested in the Brewers. That was my thing. Because baseball is like, to me, watching baseball is kind of boring. So I'm gonna watch him when he gets 10 games over 500. I'd rather play the game than watch it.
Well, they shorten the games for millennials like you.
I know, it's great. I liked the other night when they had that 10 inning game and they put a guy in second and the Brewers end up winning. I like that.
Jeez.
Because then it didn't go 21 innings because I was at one of those games once.
Maybe you should do my CBS Sports shifts.
No, that's okay.
That's right. I've kind of run out of shit to say. I think I'm just going to stock shelves anyway. Nobody likes me. Everyone wants to fire me. Everyone wants to be my boss. It's getting annoying.
Hey, you did this because you want to be your own boss.
Yeah, I made $5 on YouTube yesterday.
All right. I should send you some right now.
No, don't do that.
For having me on.
No.
Yeah.
Just Venmo me direct. All right, well, stay safe.
We will. We just I just posted a video at 10 o'clock. I just don't want to put my foot out of my bed in the morning and have water on my floor. That's the only thing I'm worried about right now. So
I may have Cone, are you there? Do you want to talk? Cone? I might have Cone Roller here. I might not.
I don't know. It looks like another donut.
Yeah. Maybe not.
No All right. Cone.
Okay. Well.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for having me on your show. I feel like really important.
Well, you're my dad.
Oh, see? Okay. All right. And don't go in any White Sox games.
Cone?
Yeah.
Cone's already a part.
Jeez, I got to get one of those bags. What is on that bag?
Cone, you'll hear coming up on the Packers. You'll hear a Cone voicemail. Cone, the weather people are like mad at me.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. They ain't coming on.
That's too bad.
You got anything for Greg?
I was waiting kind of for you guys to finish up because I didn't want to intrude on some family bonding.
All right. I got to go to bed anyway because I might have to get up at 4 and make sure I'm not getting flooded. So.
Good luck.
All right. Have a good show.
Cone Roller and my dad.
Bye. Bart, I got a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you are a better sports radio host when the team is winning or when they're losing?
Winning.
I would agree.
The problem with losing is people are already mad that they're losing. And then they get mad at you for like just pointing out the things that you want to talk about. So then I get upset. See, this is why Cone should teach classes. I think that like people thought, I really do think that my career at WSSP went from what's going on with this guy in frames. Then the Brewers made the playoffs in 2018. And I wrote a 2-year high of being like Bart. And then COVID hit. And I was like, you guys should wear a mask. Everyone's like, ah. Then I got mad about that.
A little revisionist history.
I'm telling the story.
Bart's version.
And then, and then it was good again, but then I started singing too much.
Okay, that's BS. Everyone loved the songs.
Jake wants to know my CM Punk take. I think that he needs to retire. CM Punk is like the wrestling version of me. Like, well, you're fine. Just stop doing all the extra shit. Just wrestle.
Too young to retire.
We're about the same age.
You got to keep going. You could be hosting or co-hosting a show with the Packers beat writer in 30 years.
I really feel like everybody wants to tell me what to do without, like, I don't know. People just like to tell me what to do.
Yeah, it's always easiest to cast stones from glass houses, you know.
And I think if I look back when I'm on my deathbed 3 or 4 weeks from now, I'll look back and say, Did I make my trials and tribulations too public?
And the Holy Spirit would answer yes.
Because this business has been very, very good to me. Also fucked me over a couple times. But I've also fucked myself over a couple of times.
Fair. Mm-hmm. So what's next? This podcast is growing. It's continuing to grow. Tim Shea got a new listener today, I heard.
Oh, he did? Who?
Her name is Stephanie, I think. From North Carolina.
Oh, Stephanie. Okay.
So Tim's going a little north. He's usually in South Carolina. He's going North Carolina.
Interesting. All right. So, I mean, every listener counts.
There you go. Any thoughts from this Brewers game? What are your shakeaways?
Well, my main shakeaway is that we're getting excited, and then this seems like the kind of game that will happen in the playoffs. Like excite, 1-0 loss to a good pitcher on TBS with BA on the call.
It's always tough when BA goes to neutral broadcasting, because I think fans of Wisconsin are one of the worst at evaluating their broadcasters, but they'll be like, oh, BA's cheering on the Cubs too hard. It's like, well, it's kind of his job. But I think the state of Wisconsin is bad at evaluating their broadcasters for sports.
I'm not sure if I should comment on that or not, or if people.
I'm talking like national guys, mainly. Like, some people still hate Joe Buck.
I've just always used the radio in my career as like an alternative to needing a shrink. Was that a bad idea?
I think that kind of was part of the ride. And still is part of the ride.
Yeah, I agree. Just sometimes you got to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah. You shit down your leg enough, it's going to smell. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap up this portion.
Okay.
On the podcast, I'll go into voicemails, one which includes you. After that, I will air the Packer stuff from earlier, which also includes you.
I'm just all over the Winkler pod today.
Uh-huh.
I got a question if I should bring back the pick recaps with Ryan Horvath.
Well, I like those, but yeah, do it.
It is a lot of work.
Don't do it.
Maybe like once every 3 or 4 games, give a brief summary. Mm-hmm. Nah, but if I got to do it, I got to do it every week.
That's how I feel.
All right, you do a bit for the NFL year, and I will hold each other accountable.
We can do that.
All right.
Cone Roller.
Bar Winkler, thank you.
Thanks, Cone. All right, so again, Brewers Wednesday afternoon. If it's early enough and I don't take a nap, we'll do a pod, maybe. Depend on the game. I also might need a trim, maybe a haircut, maybe a Rogaine. We'll get there. Good night, everybody. Or stay listening to the pod.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, Bart, baby. The Rottweiler here. How you feeling? Feeling pretty good. I was thinking about maybe we could do a little video game section on this little podcast, really make it blow up. Maybe, reach out to Matt from the Falls, and maybe we can do like a 20, 30-minute segment on the podcast just dedicated to video games. Video games are the biggest, highest growing, grossing sport in the world right now. We really got to get into it. I got news, I got facts, I got ideas. Bart, baby, call me. Andrew out.
Hey, Bart and his brick in West Dallas calling. I just wanted to say, sounds like you guys had a blast at your tailgate. Sorry I couldn't make it. I've been coaching some high school football, so getting out of there in time wouldn't have worked for me anyway, but wanted to say a couple things, Brewers and Packers, and I'll let you go. Brewers, super exciting winning streak. It's great to run away with it, especially get the first one against Chicago. Now the rest, obviously you want to win the rest of the series, but at this point the rest of it's gravy. I think the division's all but over at this point, knock on wood. Nice to see not only random guys getting the big hits and, you know, the Tyrone Taylors and those guys getting the big hits when they need them, but the established bats that have been kind of quiet for a while are coming back. I know Robbie just came back from injury, but Willie Adames, Yelich, up until, you know, recently, has been hitting the ball well, Contreras, so we're getting the big name bats going along with the who knows what young guy's going to hit. So super exciting. Bummer about Hauser. He's a big part of that bullpen, especially getting us all lined up for the playoffs. Would have been nice to have him maybe take a spot, start away from, you know, a Corbin or a Freddie to get everything lined up for the postseason if we get closer. But we'll see what happens with that. That's great. Moving on to the Packers real quick. I would say going into this season, my confidence level with Jordan Love was about like a 4.5 or 5. I thought he physically was great, really good, had all the talent. I didn't think he had the, call it the moxie to like run the offense and control the game. And the moment seemed like it was always too big for him a little bit when he did get in there in games and controlling the huddle and the line of scrimmage and stuff. But I'll admit, I was wrong. After watching some of the throws he made, sliding one way, throwing back the other way, he looks like he's just a guy out there comfortable playing football. And that's what, you know, that's what it's about. That's what made guys like Rodgers and that other guy, Brent, really good for all those years. It was just their ability to kind of just play ball and love it. So I like to see that. Super exciting stuff. Other than that, I definitely will be using your Bort code for more gummies. It's really seemed to have helped my debilitating, formerly debilitating case of PF. With some of their stuff that they offer there. So that's been great. You guys take it easy, and I hope everyone has the day they deserve. Bye.
Hey, Bart, it's Cone. Just wanted to chime in on these weather app wars that's been going on the last few weeks with you and some of the local weather people around Milwaukee. I think you're kind of at the point where you got to get one of these people on the show. You know, I know Tim Shea, he's probably got some connections to CBS 58, Fox 6. You know, Drew Burgoyne, he's joined Tony in Texas's Twitter spaces before, so I'm sure he'd be happy to join as well. So let's get a weatherman on and really just hash this out. I think it'd be great content. You know, you've done a lot of funny stuff with it, and now I think you got to milk it for all it's worth and get a weatherman on. It's not quite infrastructure week, but it's pretty darn close. And then on Packer Lambeau crowd etiquette, I think preseason is a great time for, you know, some of these people that are complaining to truly educate the fans on what they should be doing. I really liked your take that 50-plus season ticket holders should be in their own section. It's a little ageist, but I think it is a great take. And I saw people complaining that they were doing the wave. Listen, the wave might not be cool. It might not, Matt LaFleur might hate it, but it is fun. It is the wave. It's a tradition unlike any other. And for Matt LaFleur to come in, this first time head coach, kind of dweeb, just to come in and shut down the wave, I just don't think he has the credibility to make that decision. So all Packer fans this year, let's keep the wave going. I think it's really fun, gets children involved. Just a great memory from any game you go to. Thanks, Bart.
Good afternoon, everybody. Just jumping on the DanShaney.com YouTube stream to talk about some of these Packer cuts that have occurred on this Tuesday, August 29th. I currently am not sure if I am employed or not. So what better way to spend my time than talking about people that have also joined me in that sphere of life. The biggest news, the biggest NFL news of the afternoon is that Jonathan Taylor has not been traded. Jonathan Taylor will remain with the Colts for now, but they are putting him on the PUP list. He had that injury or whatever. He's on the physically unable to perform list, so he can't play the first four games of the season. He'll miss Jacksonville, Houston, Baltimore, and the Rams. I don't think this is a make or break situation for the Colts and for their Super Bowl run. But for me, who exploited in one of my dynasty leagues, Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Taylor, I just frantically rushed to sign Deion Jackson. But I guess our waivers are locked at this current time, that I really need him now, as I put a lot of eggs into the basket that Jonathan Taylor would come back, and I was wrong, and that is a bummer. So I got to figure that out. So that's the big NFL news. There were some other trades. Albert O, this tight end from Denver, who had flashes that he could like be Denver's next big guy. Greg Dulcich kind of took over that mantle last year. He's been traded to the Eagles. Packers may have had some interest. The Eagles also picked up that dude that was suspended for the Colts, their cornerback. This cornerback is gambling, and they cut his ass. And then we don't know how long the suspension is going to be, so the Eagles pick him up. And then they'll just ride the suspension and have a pretty decent cornerback when he comes back. So the Eagles doing some good stuff over there in Philadelphia. Evan Hull is another guy. That is a good steal, AJ. Evan Hull had a nice preseason. Best ball steal. I have to pick him up for regular as well. And thank you to M Shark for joining on this impromptu, semi-impromptu YouTube live. If you are here and notice that I'm wearing the same shirt, I need to shower. I desperately need to shower. All right, so let's take a look at who some of the Packers are that have been released, and then more importantly, some of the Packers that have made the team. I think all these preseason darlings, these guys that we were looking at in the preseason and saying, man, it'd be really cool if they made the team. I don't know that there's room for them. Some of these undrafted guys, the Packers do always tend to keep undrafted guys, but do they ever really, like at least one a year, but how many are they going to take this year? The Packers are going to keep, it looks like, according to his Instagram, Emmanuel Wilson. So he was that running back that had a massive game one, the big long run, and then they gave him more time against better units, had an incredible block, which may have won him the job against Seattle in pass protection. So Emmanuel Wilson has made the club. Elsewhere, we did see Malik Heath make the team. Malik Heath was one of these running wide receivers, rather, that looked like he was going to make the team. He had become kind of a favorite target of both quarterbacks, and he has made the team. And then Box, the edge rusher, has also made the team. So those were a few of the, not surprises, but at the beginning of camp, would you have said they're going to make the team? You would have said, who are these people? Now they're all darlings, and they've all made the team. Matt feels like we just had a stream 5 minutes ago. May also be a Brewer one tonight if they go 10 in a row. If they're chasing those George Webbs, I'm going to be chasing those 40 viewer lives. Cone Roller's back. Always good to see Cone. What's up?
Hey, Bart. Wearing the same thing as yesterday as well.
I just didn't get around a shower. I wanted to mow my lawn, and then I took a nap.
So what do we think of this Packers roster heading into week one? Where are you confident? Where are you curious? Where are you concerned?
Okay, good one. I am confident that they are building towards something. So you saw with a lot of their decisions, like they kept the younger punter. They kept the younger – well, right now they don't have a long snapper. We'll get into all those juicy details in just a moment.
Snappergate.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But, you know, I think as we said, Bakhtiari might be the oldest guy on this team. I'm confident that they're building towards something, that they have a vision. That's what I'm confident in. I'm concerned. What am I concerned in? I'm concerned. M Shark says you should be concerned about Malik Heath's DUI.
I was in Bukowski's mentions talking about it.
But that jungle.
Yeah, seriously. Holy shit. All I said is that a DUI is not nothing. And then there's people that are like, oh, he was young, it was a mistake, which I get. Guy deserves a second chance. But Pete's just like brushing off a DUI like it's a, like the state of Wisconsin. It's just a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, we hear these stories about a guy with his seventh DUI and we're like, oh, Jerry.
Good for him. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, my uncle has a 9.
So where are you concerned?
Where am I concerned? How good are we?
I think kicker is a concern right now.
Yeah, but remember Anders Carlson had that 57-yard field goal, and Packers won the preseason Super Bowl.
True. That was a good kick. I'll give it to him. You know, he stepped up in the moment. Still a little worried about him. I think you give him the first half of the season. If he's, you know, making 70%, all right. If he's just a total train wreck or just doesn't look to have it, I think you bring in a Crosby or some other vet.
It is weird. Special teams-wise, like, they were so bad that they hired last year Rich Bisaccia to be this guy to change everything. And then, you know, we signed these guys like Dallin Leavitt or whoever just to like specifically play special teams. And then Rodgers leaves. And then the next year we're like, all right, still do good on like the coverage, which barely exists anymore. But we are going to give you the most green punter and kicker that is involved in this league. All these other teams are trading for veteran kickers, you know, but we are going to get Will Lutz is a Bronco. Nick Folk has traded two kicker trades today to the Titans. Browns had a kicker's trade this week. And we're just like, hey, Bisaccia, make this Play-Doh into the statue of David. Thanks for the courtesy laugh.
That was a good one.
Thank you. More people talking about Cone Roller, who's joined us so very nicely. If the Packers make the playoff, Cone needs to remove the bag.
Hell no. I said championship.
Yeah, we need a title before we see Cone's beautiful. Cone won't even stay on the stream when I appear. He is a little bitch. That's from Matt. You guys.
Yeah, the stream just gets a little hectic when there's a lot of people and, you know.
And then what am I curious in? What am I curious
in? Yeah, we're very curious.
I'm really curious to see like how Jordan Love looks against the Bears and against a defense that's been feasting to the Bears for the last 6 months. How much do you think has been install of defense? How much do you think it is we have to beat Jordan Love? We fucking have.
Like so on the Bears side?
Yeah, I think the Bears throw everything they got at him.
I mean, they might as well, just because, I don't know, what are Bears fans' expectations for this year? Is it division title? I think from what I've seen, that's kind of where Bears fans expect to be.
Yeah, I think they just think that Justin Fields is going to be the second coming.
I don't think he'll quite be the second coming. Like I don't see him having a Jalen Hurts type of season, but
well, that's what Bears fans think.
I think he'll be a lot better. And I mean, he's still a dynamic player. It's, you know, he gets called a running back a lot. Granted, there's some validity to that, but it's still a weapon to, you know, have those legs.
Bears fans think in week one, Fields is going to be so good and Love's going to be so bad that Love is going to like ask for quarterback advice after the game. That's what the Bears fan thinks. It's pretty revolting. And I don't like it.
I'm just getting pinged all over the place at work.
Yeah, what the hell? Isn't it your lunch break?
Yeah. Just wanted to jump on here for a quick, you know, 10, 15 minutes. Like this Packers roster, I think Grant was talking about this the other day. There's not really any gaping holes, you know, going into this season. So they're young, they're inexperienced. I think the receiving core still has a lot to prove. The main thing they need to prove is that they can at least stay on the field and be healthy. So I think we just got to pump the brakes a little bit. I'm seeing a lot of hype these last couple weeks from preseason. I think Packers win 8 games at the most. And with that, Bart, I will leave you. Go Pack, go, baby.
Cone, we'll see you. M Shark says, what about safety? That's a hole. Yeah, yeah. If we had to, yeah. Yes. We don't know who's starting there. Probably Rudy Ford, maybe Savage, some combination of Owens, who I don't believe has been released. Let me do what everyone is doing. And and go to Andy Herman, who's been like, I should just go watch him. He's been great. A couple of guys the Packers have cut. Matt Orzech, the long snapper, who they're going to re-sign. What they're going to do is one of these guys that they're going to keep today, they're going to put on the injured reserve or the pup list, and then that'll free up a roster spot. He's a vested veteran, so nobody can, like, take him. So there is a procedural move, as Craig Counsell always says during the, beginning of the season. He always says, you know, it's just the initial roster. It's not the roster for the season. You remember that. And I think the Packers have to look at it the same way. Other names, Cole Schneider, Lou Nichols, Jason Luan, Cody Kress, Austin Allen, who almost had a job open up for him when Tyler Davis went down. It does seem to appear that the Packers want to bring in a tight end of some kind, veteran, maybe release or otherwise. We'll update on that a little bit later. Gene DeLance, that's a fake name. Nate McCrary, Keandre Thomas, Shamar Jean Charles is a little bit of a surprise, as that was a draft pick from not too long ago in the cornerback situation room. He was, what was he, a fifth round pick in 2021. So he loses out with the emergence of Valentine, but not Ballantyne, who I believe was cut. Innis Gaines, Tyrell Ford, Benny Sapp, who had the big interception on Saturday, ended the game. Big interception, great moment. Does not make the team. Dre Miller, Kadeem Telfort, Deuce Watts, Broughton Hatcher, William Hooper, James Empey, Ballantyne, Tarvarius Moore, Slayton, and Marvin. So they are continuing to remove some guys from this lineup. Matt in the Falls, who is now joined after Cone and is in some nice apparel. Where is this? What is this?
Quiet, please. What video games have you been playing lately, chum?
Oh, geez. I got to get into the new Madden.
How do I get this off?
Scissors. This is Darrell Wilder.
Darrell Wilder.
Yep. He's giving you like $100, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yep. You're giving me some money for being on this thing. That's for damn sure.
Well, God, with that suit. I mean, $100's a drop in the bucket.
First time he's ever worn it, and he looks good, let me tell you. Scissors.
What is happening?
We're going to Chicago for a really nice dinner. One of our friends is pretty high up at one of the best restaurants in the world, so we're going to eat there.
Oh.
No big deal.
No, God, no.
No. I don't really have anything to say. Just wanted to hop on and say hello, say what's up. I'm really excited about the Packers. I don't know who you're talking about. These guys.
I mentioned a lot of names I'm not familiar with.
I have no idea who these people are, but I'm really excited for the Packers season. That's all I got.
Well, you have a good, safe drive.
I will.
That's so nice. Wow. I just saw you in cutoffs.
I know. And now I'm wearing I don't have the full suit on now, but it's going to look sharp. Let me tell you.
Where are you eating? Where is this place?
It's called Oriole, like the bird.
Yeah. Where is it? What kind of food?
Really fancy food at $450 a person without alcohol.
Can you hook a brother up for my anniversary?
We'll talk later. I don't know. This you're more of a hot dog and burgers kind of guy, and this is not hot dogs and burgers. So we can talk off the air. But I got to go.
Oh, okay. Right on the other side of the river there, right by the – okay.
Yep.
Good to see you. Nice to meet you, man.
Yep.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks for all your support.
We'll be at the next tailgate.
These portions look so tiny.
It's a tasting menu. See, there's like 15 courses.
Oh,
but it's all like Wagyu beef and king crab and stuff like that.
Oh, good for you, and congrats to your friend.
Yep, thanks. See you, buddy.
Well, see ya. What a shocking development. That is a definite must-see on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Assuming I publish this as audio, which I probably will. I don't know what I'm doing on the show yet. And if this is the show, well, then you're like, Bart, stop saying all your thoughts out loud. I'll catch up on some of these other Packer cuts in a minute. Some of the other cuts throughout the league. The Patriots just cut Bailey Zappe. So I believe that leaves them with Malik Cunningham as their backup quarterback. They like what they saw out of him in camp, and they also used him as some of those other like receiver sets. So maybe they try to do that, but Bailey Zappi's on the market if anybody wants him. Colt McCoy's on the market, gone from Arizona. Badgers legend Corey Clement, Super Bowl champion, is off the Cardinals. Chris Blair, he was a Packer. He's no longer a Falcon. The Ravens cut Melvin Gordon. I used him a lot as a comparison this year. The Ravens signed an aging 30-year-old wide receiver and gave him $15 million. The Ravens signed a 30-year-old running back and only gave him $3 million to show the disparity of the market. And now Melvin Gordon has been cut. Grant wants to know, what's your take on the Packers cutting Mike Coxsmall? He looked great in camp. Oh, no, you wait a minute. Oh, you nasty boy. You know who I liked better was Mike Ox, very hard to see, especially after I take a shower. Got some problems. A lot of pop-up ads have been very speaking to me. All right, who else got released? Oh, Bills, Andy Isabella, Darrington Evans. Panthers, linebacker Deion Jones. Wow. And they cut guard Michael Jordan. So that's two Jordans that have flamed out of Charlotte in the last year. Because Michael Jordan's a terrible owner and nobody ever thinks about it. Packers do have their 53 out, so let me go through just some more of these cuts real quick. The Bears, PJ Walker, Alex Leatherwood. The Bengals, Trevor Siemian. So it'll be Jake Browning if Burrow's hurt. The Browns, anybody else interesting? Albert O, but he was traded. Ben DiNucci, XFL champ. Christian Kirksey, Packers legend, gone from Houston. Kenyon Drake, gone from the Colts. Snoop Connor, gone from the Jaguars. The Raiders cut Damian Williams. The Chargers cut Max Duggan, TCU. The Rams cut Royce Freeman. The Dolphins cut Robbie Anderson and Miles Gaskin and Kiki Kute. Two of those three guys were supposed to be Packers for some reason at one time. Anybody else interesting? Jonathan Abram, he was a former Raider, former Packer. He's been cut by the Saints. James Robinson and Cole Beasley have been cut by the Giants. Oh, no, the Jets got a bunch of guys that I'm not too familiar with, because Hard Knocks wouldn't show him. They didn't want that part of the story. But Tim Boyle is gone. Trey Sermon had a monster preseason, and he gone from the Eagles. Greg Ward, the former quarterback out of Houston, turned wide receiver. He's gone too. Tackle Charlton from the Niners. It's an injury settlement. Any other names stick out here? A couple of kickers. Jake Fromm from the Commanders. All right. 53-man roster. The Packers can start building their player practice squad, by the way, on Wednesday. Sean Clifford and Jordan Love are the quarterbacks. Released is Alex Magoo. No surprise there. Maybe they get him on the practice squad, but Clifford really took over and won that job, the backup job. Three running backs, Dylan, Emmanuel Wilson, and Aaron Jones. Lou Nichols, Tyler Goodson, Patrick Taylor, Nate McCrary, all gone. Six receivers, Watson, Reed, Tavion Wicks, Malik Heath, Torrey, and Dubs. That means Grant Dubose does not make the cut. Three tight ends, Luke Musgrave, Tyler Kraft, and Josiah DeGuara. 11 offensive linemen. I mentioned some of the names that did not make it, so that means it's Zach Tom, Rasheed Walker, David Bakhtiari, Royce Newman, Josh Myers, Caleb Jones, Yash Nijman. People wanted him traded. Elton Jenkins, Sean Ryan, John Runyon, Luke Tenuta. Defensive line, Chris Slayton was released. TJ Slayton is not. Neither is Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden. Carl Brooks makes the team. Kenny Clark and Jonathan Ford outside linebackers. They did release the guy on the international exemption. I think they can get him back, which is a cool program. Otherwise, it's Justin Hollins, Rashawn Gary, Ngabari, who I think I keep saying him wrong, Brenton Cox, Lucas Van Ness, Preston Smith. Inside linebackers, a couple of guys released, but it's Quay Walker, Tariq Carpenter, Eric Wilson, Isaiah McDuffie, and Devondre Campbell. Cornerbacks, just four at this point. Just four. Jair, Nixon, Douglas, and Valentine. Stokes is on the pup. They did release, as I mentioned, Shamar Jean Charles and Corey Ballantyne. And then five safeties. That's the big question. Benny Sapp and Ennis Gaines released. Tarvarius Moore, injured reserve. Dallin Leavitt, who we actually did talk about earlier. Rudy Ford, Savage, Owens, and Anthony Johnson Jr. all at safety. And then Carlson and Whelan. So of those, someone's going to be put on the injured list. And then the Packers will pick up their the safety they cut. Or not the safety, the long snapper. So that is your Packers team circa 2023, at least for one day. Tony in Texas. Hey, always Bart, looking good.
Bart, hey, I'm at the doctor's about to get my prostate exam. So I just wanted
Let's do it live.
So John and Franklin, the Sean O'Connell, get your prostate exam. I know your audience kind of leans a little bit younger, but
when are you supposed to get them? I'm almost 40. I'm 40 next year.
There you go. There you go. Hey, so
is that mammogram?
I got about 2 minutes. Let me echo Matt from the Falls. Hey, kudos to him for that big tailgate. And also, he is cracking me up every time he's on your show. Matt is bringing it. Cone is bringing it. Everyone else, you got to start picking up the slack because these guys are bringing it every show, every episode. And I agree with Matt. I am pumped for the Packers. I don't know where this came from. Maybe I'm just having some kind of excitement with Jordan Love and this change that I'm seeing in this youth movement. These players that they got in the skill positions, Bart, they got a little juice, man. This reminds me of Jennings and Jordy and James Jones and those guys and my guy Finley. This is some good stuff. And the O-line is solid. If Jordan Love is above average, this team's going to win 10 games and maybe win the North. What do you think?
Well, Cone set the ceiling at 8. I think they're still in that 7-10 window. I think that, like, I don't know, I think like 9-8 would put them in contention. 10-7 is possible. We got to beat the Bears. We just got to beat the Bears, man.
Beat the Bears. But hey, if they get out to a hot start 3-0, man, you know what? We can start talking division and playoffs.
We got Bears, Atlanta, and then who's week 3?
Yeah, not exactly the best teams there in the beginning. I don't have it in front of me.
Is it the Saints?
It might be. But I, you know what else I'm excited? Hey, I'm excited for I know you don't want to hear about Rodgers and the Jets, but this Hard Knocks has been pretty good. And I'm going to that Jets-Rodgers game. Now, is this a douche move if I wear a Rodgers jersey at the Cowboys-Jets game? My Packer-Rodgers jersey. Is that a no-no? Is that a faux pas?
No. In fact, at the preseason game, I saw someone wearing a Favre Vikings jersey.
Well, those guys are just assholes.
So, but so much time has passed that he must, like, just use that as his Favre jersey.
Okay. I think I'm going to wear my Rodgers jersey at the Cowboys-Jets game.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bart, doctors have come in soon. So anyway, I just wanted to say hi.
There's no chance we get to see this live.
No. We're not going to. Hey, Brewers going for 10 in a row tonight. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. So, and I love the Tim Shea bit. What do we call him? Shea something?
Shakeaways.
Shakeaways. Love it. Love Tim Shea. Love Bart. And yeah, keep bringing it, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Tony. In Texas. So good luck to him. And yes, get your prostate exam. That's the Packers roster. 53-man roster. Looks to be good. There's going to be some more moves that are made. There could be a trade. There'll be another guy that goes on the injured reserve. We'll see if and when that happens to bring the, well, when that happens to bring the long snapper back into the fold. But I think there's, you know, it's a bummer to see these guys get cut. A lot of them have taken to social media and almost been like, hey, look, here's what I can do. I got to tell you, it doesn't work. You end up being unemployed for a year and then trashing John Kuhn on Twitter and then having the Kuniacs support you. A lot of people today say I brought too much politics into the radio show. Yes, I did. I do often feel bad about that, because when COVID completely shut down sports, I tried to figure a way to bring sports back. And I understand that in and of itself was so political. And there was the interview I did with Jeff Perlman on the USFL. And I mentioned Trump having a part in taking down the league, which is a fact. He wanted to move it. He couldn't be an NFL guy. He wanted to be an NFL owner. They wouldn't let him, so he tried to merge. Hey, maybe a smart move. Didn't work out. That's all we talked about. Didn't say anything else, but I spoke ill of God. So I would dispel those pushbacks. Now, am I a bitter loser in my basement that can't keep well enough alone? Yes. And those points are valid. And I will take those and wear that each and every day. But let's not be dumb about it. All right. So, hey, DeMar Hamlin made the, speaking of vaxxed, DeMar Hamlin made the Bills roster. That's good to see him. He is a shoo-in now for comeback player of the year. I don't know how anybody else could win the award. The only like other person that could win it is Russell Wilson, which you can't Russell Wilson. How bad would he have had to be last year if he beats a guy who like died for comeback player of the year? Well, on one hand, Russell Wilson was pretty shitty, but DeMar Hamlin almost died. But Russell Wilson was that shitty. Let's give it to him. So that's funny. Josh Donaldson cut. Baseball cut. Brewers? Maybe we'll have some fun with that later on. All right, so Packers 53 is out. No other real big surprises in the NFL. I think Taylor, I didn't expect him to get traded. It's kind of a bummer he's starting on the 53-man roster. Or on the pup list, rather. That's kind of a bummer there. Do want to remind you, guys, I got a Survivor League. SplashSports.com. Just sign up. $20 entry. Winner take all. Be the last to survive. You get the money. So join up. Got about 30-some people in there. So that'd be about a $560, $500, $600 pot. Want to get that up. I want to get more people in so the pot's bigger for whoever wins. I do want people to sign up. I'm also like, if no one's going to hire me or even give me a phone call, I need to win that pool. So get in. SplashSports.com/Winkler.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.